There will be baseball. So from playing it at 12 and 13 years old to now coaching kids that are 12 and 13 years old and older that are playing this game. Also after not wanting anything to do with this game anymore, after playing it 15 years away, lots of thoughts about baseball. Even though I wasn't watching it, even though I didn't want to be around it or have anything to do with it, there still was baseball for me. What could I have done differently as a player? Do I have anything to offer this next generation? I have friends trying to get me back out on the baseball field. When I did start watching baseball again, my favorite team growing up, although I had several, one of my favorite, the Giants that were right here close to Sacramento where I was, won their first World Series. It's the first time I started watching baseball again. Didn't even realize how much I held those things in. I did an article write-up with Sports Epreneur about a year ago, actually probably about 6 months ago, and I talked about some of the journey, and I didn't really realize what I had locked up in the vault. And there was a lot of things that my wife actually told me. I didn't know a lot of those things. So for me, there will always be baseball. You're always going to have a There Will Be Baseball segment. And right now it just happens to be playoff time. And we have two pretty good series. One of the teams that I liked as a kid, the Braves, they didn't look bad last night. The Dodgers just looked really good. It looks like the Braves are in trouble, but I took a little bit of time to talk about both of those games from last night, at least a little that I saw and was able to hear about while we were at practice. We did have the Braves and Dodgers game playing over the speakers, but there will be baseball. What's good, everyone? It's Coach Harv here again on Seek First Sports, and this is going to fall right into the Seek lot, right? Playoff baseball. One really good game last night, one game where the Atlanta Braves did look outmatched. And, you know, I want to talk about that one first because, you know, I get caught up in it. I like scales tipped to even a lot of times. I like to see the fight of the underdog a lot. And I really did think the Braves had a chance to at least threaten LA in this series. I think they might get swept now. And I really do. I would love to see them steal a game or two, just to season the Dodgers a little bit more and also get some good experience for the young Atlanta Braves, because I did grow up watching them on TBS. So in my heart of hearts, I'm like, you know what? I want to see those guys succeed. They're going to be good. I'm very impressed with them winning the East, National League East this year. Everyone had the Washington Nationals favored to win that division. They held them off all year long. I think they got within about six games after the All-Star break. Philly and Atlanta were going neck and neck. And for me, I just felt like Philadelphia has a good young team. They have a couple good starters, especially Jake Arrieta there. But as I talked to Fred, he's not the same guy that was in Chicago. A lot of things happened, change of scenery, scouting reports. And I just felt like Atlanta was going to win it. I think they're going to be a good baseball team. I think they're going to have a good future. I am basically changing my pick. I'm just telling you in the middle, although I picked the Braves to be dangerous enough and young and dumb enough to come and get them, I really don't think it's going to happen after watching last night. If what happens in the Brewers and Rockies series happens, I would be very, very interested in seeing a Brewers-Dodgers matchup, but I don't want to get ahead of myself because Colorado is a really good baseball team. You think you take away the pitch in the first inning that Christian Yelich, who I think should be the National League MVP this year, if you take away that one pitch in the first inning and that two-run home run off the board, the Rockies probably win that game in Milwaukee. Now, I think they're both really good teams. We saw, even though last night they blew the lead in the ninth inning and then walked off in the ninth inning, Mike Moustakas is another great addition. You almost forget some of the guys that they added on that team. I think getting Moustakas, getting Lorenzo Cain, who came up in that organization, you know what you're getting in a player like that. He's back in the building. They signed him long term. Christian Yelich has been absolutely ridiculous. You still have a young Broxton in the outfield who's been on highlights all year long. They're a really good baseball team. They're solid. You don't know all of their starting pitchers, the Chase Andersons and the Jimmy Nelsons. You don't really hear about the, I think Robbie Ross is on that staff, was once with the Arizona Diamondbacks. So they have a really good team, but they know that they win by their defense and by their bullpen. They know that they have some really good hitters in that lineup. You have a Christian Yelich, again, who I think should be the MVP. And we were on our other outlet, CHHTS. I went live just for a second on the stories after the home run, just keeping you guys updated a little bit. And the first thing Fred says is, why'd he pitch him outside? He's like, why didn't you let someone else hurt you? It's playoff baseball. Everyone on the Rockies hasn't been there. Their starter, Cincinnati, yesterday, it's his first playoff start. You know what I mean? He hasn't been in that situation where he's starting a game. He probably pitched some in there last year going into the wild card. But that's something that you look at in that situation. Christian Yelich is a really good hitter. I was talking to a guy that I coached with yesterday, Alex Smith at Best Beat Baseball, and we had the conversation. He's like, he has the best approach in baseball. It might not be the best swing. He might not always leave the yard, but he left the yard oppo on a ball out over the plate opposite field yesterday, and the ball was crushed. And I think it's all approach, right? A lot of people are sitting dead red. A lot of people are looking middle in. There's some really good guess hitters out here in baseball. But I think that's why it happened. It's playoff baseball. You might have been gripping a little bit tighter. You know it's Christian Yelich, and you leave that pitch a little bit up, and it leaves a yard and you're down 2-0. But that's where I get impressed with the Rockies, is that they stayed in there. They were against the Cubs, three straight two-out hits. They're going to grind out baseball games. I just think the Brewers are going to grind out games better than they are. And I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I was wrong with L.A. and Atlanta, but I'm still curious to see how this young team plays, being Atlanta. Before I get off here, I'm really curious to see how Atlanta bounces back from one losing and losing the way they did, not scoring, your best starter on the mound getting hit out the yard, first batter Josh Peterson goes deep, Max Muncy goes deep, and again, those aren't the first names on that team that jumps out to you when there's Bellingers and Mikados, and there's Justin Turner, right? There's Cody Bellinger. But those are the guys leaving the yard, Max Muncy and Jock Peterson. And we know that Jock has had some ups and downs. He's been up and down from AAA to the big leagues. They're just really good baseball teams. And for me, I'm just going to tell you, I'm all for saying all the time that, you know what, just because you don't win the National League or you don't win the World Series, it's not a failed year for LA. I think it is in some ways, because they spent a lot of money. They added more players. You kind of have some things on your hands where who's not going to be on the Dodgers next year? Just like you go back to that Florida Marlins team that had the Josh Beckett's and Gary Sheffield's back in the mid-90s. And right when they win that World Series, the whole team dissipates. The same thing could happen here in LA, but they do have the money to spend, and I'm interested to see how the run goes. I do think they're going to win the series against the Atlanta Braves pretty easily. Really looking forward to the National League matchup between either the Rockies and the Dodgers, which would be another probably storied series in baseball, because you're dealing with division rivals being the Dodgers and the Rockies if that happens, or the Brewers and the Dodgers. And either one of those matchups, not even going to lie to y'all, I'd love to see, but I really want to see Brewers, Dodgers, and we'll see what happens. We have some American League matchups coming up. Check out our IG today. Towels and I will be going on and putting videos up on our picks for the American League. Let you guys know what those are, and let us know what you guys think as well. And don't forget, if you're on the Anchor app, You can always call into the station. You can always ask a question. You can comment. It does give you some time. I'll answer any of those questions right here from the station. If you're following our Anchor, thanks for following our Anchor. If you're not, download the anchor.fm app. It's basically a radio station that'll turn into a podcast. Thank you for those that are listening in. Continue to listen. Follow us on Seek First Sports on Instagram. Follow us on CHHTS Network on Instagram. Catch y'all in a bit. Those are my National League picks. I think the Brewers are going to finish it up, but we'll see. And I think the Dodgers are going to win easily American League, coming probably tomorrow morning after game one tonight. Who you guys got? Let me know. Go.